promise of resurrection given to Douglas in the waters of holy baptism.
Be with you. As we go through our service today, we give thanks to God for the life and the faith that he gave to Doug. We give thanks to God for the joy that he gave to others through Doug. And we give thanks for the promise of forgiveness and life that we all have in Christ, with his resurrection from the dead, with his dying in our place for our sins. We begin the service by singing together hymn 710, found in your hymnals, hymn 710, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want." Stand and join together on page 278 for the order of service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, Douglas was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We pray responsively Psalm 23 as it's printed in your worship folder. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. And the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Douglas and to all your servants, who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
The Old Testament lesson is written in Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones, and he led me around among them. And behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in Romans, the 6th chapter. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also will live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives to God. This is the word of the Lord. We stand for the Holy Gospel. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated as we sing hymn 601.
They shall stand among the glorious heavenly band of every tribe and nation. With one accord, O God, we pray, grant us your Holy Spirit, help us our infirmity. Jesus' blood and merit.
Grace and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Saturday afternoon was a tragic reminder. Reminder of a few things, but one in particular that we pray God can work good from is that it's a reminder to look up and to see. Part of our sinful nature, what makes us sinners at the core of it is that our sinful nature thinks of itself. And so we get curved inward on ourselves, thinking about how everything impacts me. That's what a sinner does. We look at other people and their impact on me, and that's really all that matters. That's not what God calls us to do, of course. He calls us to lift up our eyes. Lift up your eyes and see. Saturday was a reminder, a very awful reminder, of the consequences of not looking up and not seeing. Not looking up and seeing other people in God's creation. Scripture is full of passages that tell us to lift up our eyes and to see. Lift up your eyes and see God is one thing. But it also calls us, as we lift up our eyes and we see our Lord, we take our eyes off of ourselves and we see all of the other people that God has put in this world. And so our prayer is that out of this very unfortunate and awful event, God can work good. That He can cause us to lift up our eyes and see others. On the roads, yes, especially this time of year, we know that. We see it all over the place, and yet, still, in our sin, we don't always do that. But not just on the roads, not just with looking for motorcyclists who are out there, or kids riding their bikes, or chasing balls into the street. Yes, we should look up and see that our actions have consequences. We should see the other people around us, but God wants us to lift up our eyes and see. To see Him, to see what He has given to us in this beautiful creation, even though it is broken because of our sin, because of that selfish desire of Eve to eat that forbidden fruit, looking inward at herself and not on the effect that it would have on the rest of this world. That's really the desire and the sin of Adam and Eve, is that they didn't lift up their eyes and see God and His goodness, but instead were focused on themselves and what they thought they wanted, making themselves their own gods. And so Scripture calls us to lift up our eyes and see. See God. To see others. Sadly, in our world, it seems like we're getting worse and worse at that, that it's really easy to be very inward focused, to be thinking of ourselves. What's amazing, though, is in hearing all these stories about Doug over this past week, that's not the picture you get out of him, is it? Man, if there was somebody who lifted up their eyes and saw other people, man, Doug was it. Perhaps it's from riding his bike so much and knowing the importance of looking up to see other people, to know the area around him, to know what was going on. Maybe that's one way God led him to lift up his eyes and see not just that, but so many other things too. To be part of a group of people that show up to show support. I mean, lifting up your eyes and seeing this is an amazing thing. to see what God did through Doug in lifting up his eyes and seeing the places he would volunteer, the things that he would do, taking shifts for people, although maybe sometimes that was just so he could have some time off in the summer. But he would cover for people. He lifted up his eyes. He saw each of you. You saw him. He saw the kids you guys would bring home that needed food and cook for them. And Chris, you're part of that too. For whatever reason, that's one of the things that Doug was. He was somebody who lifted up his eyes and he saw. What other people might have saw in him might not have even been there at the core either. Hey, maybe he looked like a tough, burly guy with skulls tattooed on his wrists. But man, that's not the picture you get when you talk to people who knew him. He was somebody who cared for others. Although he still had that rough exterior too. When we are looking at passages to talk about for today, we looked at Psalm 23, and you said, Chris, that he loved thinking of that. Yeah, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. How cool that sounds. And it's true. Sometimes we look at these passages and we think of church and the Bible as just this clean-cut thing, but that's not who our Savior was either. Our Savior, our Good Shepherd, was not a good, clean-cut shepherd that you see sometimes on those pictures. He was a dirty shepherd who got down into the muck to save his people, who got down into their difficulties, into the brokenness of this world. A God who sees the creation and the mess that it is because of Adam and Eve's sin and the brokenness that we have, and yet he deigns to come down and to dwell with us. That's who our Savior is. And we know it's because of that Savior that Doug has that promise of salvation. Now, Doug, he did lift up his eyes and he saw a lot of good, but we know he was a sinner too, just like you, just like me. That's why we come to a church. Church is the place for sinners to be. It's not the place for the righteous, for those who think they have it all figured out and handled. Jesus makes that very clear. Jesus comes where the sinners are. And so the sinners come where Jesus is. And while God did a lot of good through Doug's life, the reason that Doug is having that promise of eternal salvation is not because of that. It's because of that Savior. The one who came down into this valley of the shadow of death. And that's really what we see with the reminder of death is we live in a sinful, fallen world. We cannot rescue ourselves from it. We are not going to be able to work ourselves out of it. We are not going to be able to prolong our life beyond the point that it's meant to be. We cannot escape death. Not our own. But Doug has a Savior. A Savior, Jesus Christ, who came down into this valley of the shadow of death to redeem his people. A Savior who walked to that place of the skull, Golgotha. It's what they call it. All four Gospels let us know that's the name of the place Jesus dies. Golgotha, the place of the skull, the place of death. Our God comes down into it. He comes down into our death to take our sin, our filth, our wickedness, our selfishness, our pride, all of those things that cause harm to others, all of those things for which we should pay. Christ our Lord takes them. And he takes them all the way to the cross. And he tells you, just as he told Doug, lift up your eyes and see. Doug was baptized into that death when he was born. It was a baptism into death and into that promise of life that he carries with him. He grew up in that faith and then at his day of confirmation confessed that all those gifts given to him in holy baptism were indeed his. That he had a Savior. One who comes not for the righteous, but one who comes for the wicked. That's me. That's you. It's Doug. Sinners for whom Christ dies. In baptism, Doug was crucified with Christ, his sins became Christ's, and Christ's life became his. And that's the promise that we have. We can't escape death. We're not going to, of our own. But we have a Savior who does rescue us from death. That Old Testament lesson is beautiful, and as I was thinking about Doug this week, that passage was in my mind of Ezekiel with all of these skulls and bones around him, not just because of the tattoos on his hands, but because of the promise that passage gives to us too. There Ezekiel is, and if you want to talk about the valley of the shadow of death, Ezekiel comes down into it, and he sees this valley, not even of just the shadow of death, but this valley of death. All these bones of those who had been slain, laying there in that valley, and God says, Ezekiel, I want you to speak to them, and life will come into them. Well, dear Christians, that's our story too. Dead in our trespasses and sins, Christ comes, and he breathes life into us, and he gives us that faith and that life that clings to Christ. And that's the joy that we have today, that even though we put this body into the ground, or wherever it may rest, we know that this body will not stay there. But on that last day when Christ comes again, as we just confessed in the creed that was confessed at Doug's baptism, that he confessed on the day of his confirmation, we know Christ will come again, and on that day, the dead will rise. Ezekiel gets a picture of that there in the Old Testament. God says an even greater fulfillment is coming. Dear Christians, this is a sad day, and it's a tragic reminder that life is precious. But let it also be a reminder to us to lift up our eyes. Lift up our eyes and see others. See the effects that we can have on their life, both good and bad. But lift up your eyes also and see your Savior. See Christ on the cross. Our Savior who walks through that valley of the shadow of death and leads us through it. Christ, that good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. It's Doug. It's me. It's you. Who lays down his life for his sheep that we may follow him, because that's what sheep do. Doug follows Christ into death. But we also know that with the promise of baptism, that promise of faith, Doug follows Christ into life eternal. He who believes in me, Jesus says, will not die. Even though he dies earthly ways, he lives. That's the promise we have. That's the only thing that can bring us peace. And so now may that peace of God that surpasses all of our understanding, may that peace of God guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ your Lord. Amen. This time the service continues with the prayers of the church. Please stand.
Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Give to the family of Douglas and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and assure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for Douglas and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The service continues on page 281. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and you bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May God the Father, who created this body, may God the Son, who by his blood redeemed this body, may God the Holy Spirit, who by holy baptism sanctified this body to be his temple, keep these remains to the day of the resurrection of all flesh. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, by the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, you destroyed death. By his rest in the tomb, you sanctified the graves of your saints. By his bodily resurrection, you brought life and immortality to light, so that all who die in him abide in peace and hope. Receive our thanks for the victory over death and the grave that he won for us. Keep us in everlasting communion with all who wait for him on earth and with all in heaven who are with him. For he is the resurrection and the life, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. Please be seated for the closing hymn, an Easter hymn of the resurrection and the promise we have through Christ, hymn 464. The strife is o'er, the battle done. Hymn 464. Shouts of holy joy outburst. Alleluia! The three sad days have quickly sped. He rises glorious from the dead. All glory to our risen head. Alleluia! He broke the age-bound chains of hell. The powers from heaven's high portals fell. Let hymns of praise his triumph tell. Alleluia! Lord, by the stripes which wounded thee, from death's dread sting thy servants free, that we may live and sing to thee. Alleluia! Alleluia! Alleluia!